PFLAG's inaugural meeting was held on Sunday, drawing more than 30 people from the two-county area.
As I was sitting in that meeting and listening to people share their stories, I just felt such a power and such a love in that room, almost like this was really needful.
David Simmons, a professor of humanities and film studies at Northwest Florida State College, is PFLAG president.
And the people that were there, some of them that were a little older said, boy, I wish we'd had something like this when I was growing up, because we didn't have any support system. And I sure wish that there had been a place where I could go and feel that I was loved for who I am.
Future meetings are set for 6 p.m. on the second Sunday of each month at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Valparaiso. PFLAG Niceville, says Simmons, is the product of about 6 months of work by a 12-member team.
Healthcare professionals, educators, and clergy, and parents of LGBTQ youth. We worked on planning, and then we contacted the national PFLAG organization, and then we had to go through the state of Florida, and we had to go through the IRS to be able to set up this nonprofit organization, but it was worth it.
The original PFLAG, an acronym for Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, has its genesis in an early gay pride march in 1972 in New York, when Jean Manford marched in support of her gay son, Morty, who had been arrested while distributing flyers.
And while she was doing that, some LGBTQ people ran up to her and asked her if she could start a support group because she was a supportive parent, and a lot of those people in the parade didn't have supportive parents. And then on March 11th, 1973, they had the very first PFLAG meeting.
At the first meeting Jean held in 1973, about 20 people showed up, but slowly interest grew. Morty's life, tragically, was cut short by AIDS, but the cause endured.
President Barack Obama awarded Jean Manford the Presidential Citizens Medal in 2012, shortly before her death in early 2013. Today, PFLAG has more than 200,000 supporters.
That's the story of America, of ordinary citizens organizing, agitating, and advocating for change, of hope stronger than hate, of love more powerful than any insult or injury, of Americans fighting to build for themselves and their families a nation in which no one is denied their basic rights.
Although the Panhandle is a socially conservative part of the country, David Simmons says so far there's been nothing but positives since PFLAG Niceville kicked off, again, pointing to Sunday's meeting.
To see the diversity of people that came, we had all ages, parents, LGBTQ people themselves, and everyone was positive. And from the rest of the community, I haven't heard any negative responses at all.
Along with those identifying as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning across the country, Simmons feels there's also a need for such support in the Florida Panhandle, especially for youth. The numbers, he says, bear that out.
Nationally, we know that LGBTQ youth are 8 times more likely to commit suicide and 120% more likely to be homeless than their peers. And I think that's especially true in areas where there's a lot of homophobia.
When it comes to providing services, PFLAG's approach is three-sided. Two of them, peer-to-peer support through monthly meetings and education.
So we might have a night where we talk about gender or sexuality, or if there are parents who have questions. And then the third is advocacy, trying to help make our local community a safer and more loving place for LGBTQ people.
And says President David Simmons, there are ways that residents in Okaloosa and Walton counties can pitch in and help out, beginning with standing up for the local LGBTQ community.
Trying to reach out with love, trying to show compassion, trying to look for ways that you yourself can make a difference. I was just one person here in Niceville, and a few people got together and we thought, what can we do to reach out? And then we started this organization.
More information is available at pflag.org and pflagniceville.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.